Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace, see KappaGrains.com.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers. Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, Seedsmanship at Work.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units, getting you ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers in state from Hellman, Maine, Kossler, and Cottle.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. A reminder, state wrestling tournament gets underway at 9:30 a.m. on Thursday with B and C. Classes A and D will go at 4:30, and then kind of the same structure Friday. The semifinals at 5 o'clock are live here on Classic Hits. The finals are Saturday at 3. Matt Rogers, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, joins us here. And, Coach, coming off your best state performance ever last year, the numbers are not deep again, but the four that you're taking definitely have a chance to make some noise.
Yeah, they do. Four pretty darn good wrestlers we got going, and going to try and do the same thing we did last year, maybe even better, hopefully. So we were hoping to have a couple more go along, but that didn't happen. But the four that we got are they're tough. So,
three returning finalists.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often either. Three seniors. We're going to have some big boys to replace next year. But right now we're just focused on this next few days, and hopefully we can send those three off with the state title. And it's a real legitimate chance of that happening. So,
Talk about the district. You were going to expand a little bit on that. You kind of got the guys through that you thought you were going to get through, and did it pretty much, I guess, at least on paper, it looked like how they should do it. All three of your state finalists are district champions.
Yep. I didn't really know how many we were going to get. We knew we had two really tough weight classes where Joseph and Alex were. We knew it was going to be a challenge for them to qualify. Alex really stepped up. Pretty much dominated his weight class, and I think that, you know, there were at least other people in the district that thought that maybe other things might happen there. And then Joseph had probably one of the deepest weights in the state at any district, where if you wrestled that thing 10 times, you'd probably get a number of different combinations the way that that played out, but he stepped up and battled his way through there to get in. And those four guys that qualified out of those weights are going to do some serious damage at state, I think. So
you talk about maybe doing better. What do you have a point total in mind? I mean, even for me, I can't figure out how many points four guys can get.
No, I think I have thought about that before, but you know, I think last year we ended up with two champions and a runner-up and a fourth. So obviously, there's a little bit of improvement to make there. Doesn't happen very often, but it sure can. There'll be other teams that'll be able to pull that same kind of numbers. We just don't have the fifth, sixth, seventh guy in there scoring points for us. So, you know, obviously a team race probably isn't in the picture, but we're just going to do everything that we can with what we've got. Hopefully we can sneak into that top five again with those four guys.
Yeah, they've been rated right in that 4-5 area all season long and trying to get to that point. So let's talk to the youngsters. And Alex Cantrell, the senior at 106 pounds. Alex, was it tough to stay at 106? You just don't see a lot of senior 106ers.
You know, getting down there was a little bit of a challenge. But once you're down there, if you stay disciplined with what you eat and stuff and not letting yourself get crazy on the weekends, it's not too bad.
All right, take me through. What is the Alex Cantrell diet?
The Alex Cantrell diet? Well, I like to have a nice bowl of cereal in the morning. And then most of the time for lunch, I'll have a protein bar and then maybe a peanut butter Nutella bagel for dinner.
Do you get hungry?
I get really hungry sometimes, yeah.
Do you get to splurge during the season?
Well, over Christmas, I definitely did dabble in splurging a little bit. So, yeah, I think I got maybe back up to about 118 pounds over Christmas break. So I had some running to do when I got back to practice, but it's all worth it. So,
all right, you were close last year. I mean, obviously, there's only one thing on your mind this year. What's it going to take to not only walk in the parade but to get the gold?
I just got to score more points than the other guys.
Oh, nice, real nice. What's the competition look like this year?
You know, I like my draw this year. Potentially in the quarterfinals, I'll have Wyatt Allen from Wood River, who I've had a 2-2 record with. The times I've lost have been in overtime, so all the matches have been pretty close. I got him in the Loup City, which was our last meet before districts, and I beat him there, so I'm going in with a lot of confidence this weekend.
All right, Alex, we wish you the best of luck. We'll see you in Omaha.
Thank you very much.
All right, up next, he's a two-time state champion. Mr. Keating will join us here at 138 pounds. You got any advice for Cantrell how to get over the hump?
I don't. Eat your Wheaties in the morning, I guess.
he likes a good bowl of cereal. There's a different feel when you're going back as a champion, a two-time champion. Do you feel different than you did 2 years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I was just a pretty wide-eyed sophomore there, so going up against some tough kids, and I came out with it when I was a sophomore, so it's a lot different, just my view of state.
Adam Keating is undefeated at 138 pounds. Is that semifinal match, final match? Have you had bigger matches since your sophomore year, or do you just kind of take everything in stride now?
You know, I take it one match at a time. That's always what I say at this wrestling roundup, so I'll say it again this year.
You're going through it here for the final time as a senior. Does that have different meaning to you?
You know, I guess a little bit. I've had a great time with this group of guys, and it's been a lot of fun, and so a little bit, but I'm ready for this weekend.
Talk about your bracket. It appears that the number one opposition did get on the other side. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
As far as competition goes, what have you learned about state tournament? What's different about state tournament wrestling than what you do during the regular season in districts?
No, bigger stage, more mats, a lot more intensity. It's a lot different than, you know, Elwood or Broken Bow at the beginning of the year, so I like that.
What's in your head when you're going through the Parade of Champions? I'm not sure I've really ever asked anybody that.
You know, not much, actually. Just thinking about winning. People ask me what it feels like, and I can't even remember the We Are the Champions song. It's just, you're pretty focused.
Well, hopefully you get to do it again, Adam. Best of luck, man.
Great, thank you.
He is looking to go undefeated. He needs four more. He's sitting at 39-0 and trying to get to that point. And right there at 145, let's bring in Joseph Feldner. Joseph, congratulations on qualifying.
Thank you.
What do you learn from these three guys that have all been there before and went through it?
Well, I guess if you wrestle hard, anything can happen.
Coach was talking about how tough your weight class was. Were you ever nervous about qualifying for state? Maybe that heartbreak round match?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, but I mean, I saw all of them wrestle last year at state, and I told myself that I wanted to be right there with them this year, so kind of wanted to make it happen.
What was the feeling like for you when you did qualify?
It was pretty good. I was happy. My dad was happy. My family all wished me luck, so I was happy.
Obviously, Coach talked about the team goal to maybe get in that top five or top four, three. You're going to need points from everybody. How do you feel about you have to contribute for this team to do and be successful and reach their goal?
Well, I think if I wrestle hard, I mean, I could do good at this state tournament. So if I just wrestle my hardest and never give up, I think we could all do well.
All right. Just a sophomore gets to get to state. Hopefully we'll get to do this a couple of more times. Joseph, yeah. Best of luck, man.
Thank you.
Thomas Conley, 182-pounder, got that gold medal last year. Have you signed your college piece of paper yet?
No, I have not.
Okay, I won't talk about that then. We're worried about wrestling. But, hey, congratulations on the offer. So let's see what wrestling has to do. Was there a monkey on your back to get that state championship, and now is it gone, or was it never there to begin with?
Last year when I was rated first going into state, I felt like I kind of had a target on me, and then it was pretty nerve-wracking, you know, where I'd been at state, but I hadn't been really ever considered in the state title run. So it was pretty nerve-wracking, but this year I'm just know what I have to do to keep that, and I guess the nerves aren't there as much, but obviously in any competition you're going to be a little nervous, but just to funnel those in the right direction, I guess.
You have just the one loss this year, and it may have been against the best wrestler in the entire state of Nebraska in Perkins. What did you learn from that match?
Yeah, Perkins, I guess, is pretty good. I just learned, well, first and foremost, I learned that, you know, I'm not unbeatable or anything like that, you know, just kind of humbling or whatever. So I just know that every match I got to wrestle hard and do wrestle my match, not get caught up in anyone else's match.
Who are some of the guys that are at this 182-pound weight class that have maybe given you some of your tougher matches this year?
Yeah, Varela from David City. I also wrestled him at High Plains. He's pretty tough. I wrestled him last year in the semis. He was my closest match, actually, last year at state. He's pretty tough, kind of funky wrestler. Just have to make sure to wrestle my match and not let him do any weird things and catch me anything.
Thomas Conley, 182-pounder. He is looking to repeat as a state champion. This is quite a group of seniors you got here. Just kind of your last thoughts on your last match with these guys, your last tournament with these guys.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. I mean, we've been through everything together from our freshman year. Adam and I have always been trying to outdo each other. And then same with Alex, he comes in there, and so we're always trying to outdo each other. Adam and I have gotten to wrestle a little bit in practice, so that's been fun. But yeah, it's gonna be pretty tough to realize that this is our last tournament together.
Do you ever eat food in front of Cantrell?
Yeah, I do.
Thomas, hey, best of luck! Can't wait to see you in Omaha.
Thank you very much.
Matt Rogers, last moment here, and then we've got Ravenna coach Dom Reichs is rolling in and a whole lot more. But this is kind of a special – I mean, it's not 10 guys, but these three guys are going to do maybe more as a senior class than maybe any Kearney Catholic senior class has done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Last year was the first time we had multiple guys in the state finals, and we had three of them. They're all in the same grade. We're going to finish it out. You know, we're going to miss them, and I hope that they enjoy every moment that they have this week and just make the most of it. Should be real fun. Like I said, we're going to miss them tremendously, but, you know, I don't think they want to come back to school at Kearney Catholic again next year, and I think that that's against the eligibility rules anyway. But just a great group, and you just can't say enough good things about them. They've worked so hard, and they've deserved everything that they've gotten. So.
And this may be the first time that you've ever come to the wrestling rally alone as a coach. Does that mean we're looking for someone to join you on the chair down there in Omaha?
I don't know. The guy, I can't remember what his name is. I think he's just tired and needed a rest or something, Coach Luther. So I'm sure he's probably going to make that trip. He refers to it as his real Christmas break. So I know that we're all looking forward to it. It's just going to be a good time, and really looking forward to seeing these guys compete.
Well, every once in a while, he needs to be reminded. So, Coach Kenny Luther, 9:30 on Thursday morning is when it all starts.
Yeah, we'll get him there. We'll make sure he's there.
All right, guys. So. Best of luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, guys. Kearney Catholic Stars trying to make some noise again in Class C. When we come back, we'll talk Ravenna Blue Jays. We'll talk Donovan Trumbull or Grand Island Lexington. It's still coming here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
In the market for some Galvay? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger grills from Taubenheim Galvay.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meat's freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service, Adams Corner Market. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Again, a big thank you to all the coaches and athletes that have joined us today, and we are far from done. Again, we started this thing, if I counted it on all my fingers and toes, I believe this is the 16th year that we have done the Wrestling Rally, and I really haven't had to dab my hair up all that much because it just falls out. But Ravenna has been one of the schools that have been with us every single year, and Dom Reichs has been here coaching. Sometimes he's here, sometimes it's an assistant, sometimes it's just the kids. But Dom, we've seen a lot of kids, sometimes like this year just one, but the numbers, you just didn't have a lot of numbers this year to begin with. But first, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks a lot for having us, Doug. I really appreciate you putting this on. And it's been a little bit of a down year. Really bright side of the whole down year is that everybody that we've got on the mat are all freshmen and sophomores.
What's that been like? I mean, you've coached this program for a lot of years. Is it kind of like starting over, or is it a different era?
You know, it's not really like starting over, but it's really different not having the senior leadership in the room versus the sophomore and freshman leadership that we've got right now.
Obviously, that's going to build for the future and make some good things. What's the future look like? 8th grade, 7th grade, little kids program?
There's going to be, you know, between 4 and 5 throughout the next couple of years coming in. So, yeah, the numbers are going to come back up, and there's going to be some competition right there on the mat with, you know, for us. So,
and the kids you had good seasons record-wise. They just didn't all make it yesterday.
Yes, they did. You know, we've out of six kids, we had, you know, four of them that all had winning records, and there were a couple of them that had exceptional winning records, and the cards just, you know, they don't fall the right way all the time. You know, our kids are freshmen and sophomores, but there were a couple of kids in our districts that were seniors with just as good or better records that, you know, your heart goes out to those guys.
Well, let's talk about your qualifier this year in Brandon Treffer, who was in one of the tough weight classes out at Hershey at 132 pounds. I believe the Gideon kid, he's undefeated, right? That won the district. So
yes, he is.
He's in with that. And so just to get third place out of there, very good accomplishment.
Yeah, it was push and shove and give and take there for a while to really figure out if we were going to be able to qualify anybody. But Brandon came through and did an outstanding job getting that trip to Lincoln.
Omaha.
See,
that tells you how long you've been around. I went the whole show, I think, without doing that. But talk about where Brandon's improved a little bit for us.
Well, I think he's improved, you know, quite a bit throughout the year, of becoming more physical and aggressive on the mat, making things happen instead of the other person making things happen, you know, on him. So his shots and takedowns have improved, where it'll be awful beneficial for him when we do get to Omaha.
What about his opponents and what his draw looks like at state?
Well, he's... We have met the number one seed there on the top side before, and it was a rough match. As far as our first round match, you know, I think we can be in it completely. It's against the David City Aquinas kid, but then we've got the East Butler kid, you know, after that. So any way you look at it, you know, win or lose, he's got a shot basically to you know, work through and get as far as he can.
Well, let's find out what Brandon thinks. Brandon takes some time out of his Sunday to come over and join us. Brandon Treffer joins us here. What's it like representing Ravenna, Brandon?
It feels pretty good. It's been a huge change not having that senior leadership to push you through. And now just you're the leader now, and you just have to keep leading the team.
What's the difference between you as a freshman to where you are now?
I don't know. Competition, still about the same, just new faces. I don't know, we lost good teammates last year.
As far as the excitement of going to state, take me through. Everybody gets that heartbreak round, and you already had a couple of teammates that had fallen by the wayside. Tell me just about that match to qualify for state and what it was like.
I was pretty nervous, to be honest, but coaches helped me out. We talk about mental toughness a lot, and I just used that to push through it and ended up getting a pin to make it.
And then you don't stop there. You come back and you take third place so that you get a little bit, hopefully, better draw. So that fourth always gets a district champ. Tell me a little bit about that third place match yesterday.
Yeah, third place match against Southern Valley. Haven't wrestled him yet this year, but he's pretty tough. He knew what he was doing, but I just wrestled smart and ended up beating him.
What do you want to accomplish in Omaha this week? What's your main focus?
Well, my main goal is this year to place. Last year I didn't get a place, but that's one of my main goals this year is to place.
Well, let's see if we can get her done. Best of luck.
Yep.
All right, Coach Dom Reich. So, Ravenna, just another quick comment from you here. Again, whether it's working through the semifinals, which is going to be tough, or coming back through the wrestlebacks, this is all a learning experience.
Yeah, it's going to be, especially for Branda. He was he experienced the state venue last year, and hopefully, you know, the nervousness is going to be off his back to where he can think strictly about wrestling, and that should help him out quite a bit.
What type of wrestler is he? Is he one of these guys that can get you in a 13-10 match, or is he going to pin or get pinned? What kind of wrestler is he?
Well, he's a pretty physical wrestler, and I think if somebody gives him the chance to put him on their back, they're done dealing.
Well, let's hopefully see a few of those this weekend. So, hey, Dom, we'll let you guys get back on the road. Always appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Dom Reichs, Brandon Treffer, best of luck from Ravenna. We're going to get into more of our wrestling rally. Mike Shadwinkle is going to join us. Derry Trampy from Ward is going to join us. Joey Morrison from Lexington, Clint Head, Donovan Trumbull, and then we'll wrap it up with one more segment with Ross Halford at the end of the program. Stay with us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
Refined is proud to be a part of the Kearney community and would like to congratulate the girls on making it to state. Stop into Refined and check out our growing selection on spring clothing, home decor, and much more. You'll find name brand items and accessories at a fraction of the retail cost. Refined on the bricks in downtown Kearney.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Well, one of the teams at the C4 out in Hershey, qualifying five out of the Lou Platte Conference, the Ord Chanticleers, and Coach Derry Trampy kind enough to give us a couple minutes, talk about his five qualifiers that are headed to Omaha for the state meet out of this tough C4. And Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations. It sounds like maybe you kind of hit that top end of what you were hoping to get down to Omaha.
Yeah, we really did. We looked at the brackets after we got done seating them on Wednesday night, and felt like, you know, we had one kid that we felt we're pretty sure was going to go at 182 with Gage Smidra, and then our other three guys, you know, our three fourth seeds, we had both the Leach brothers, Peyton and Brennan, and Cade Svoboda. I thought if they could win their quarterfinal match, they would improve their chances of going, and then they did that, and then they wrestled well in the wrestle packs and got themselves through, and then Clinton O'Neill at 124, so we, you know, thought maybe we could go if everything went right and we wrestled well, and Clinton wrestled very, very well and won a couple of good matches yesterday right away to get himself in a position to go. So, and then he got in there and then wrestled, you know, in the third and fourth place match. We got beat by a point by a kid who pinned us earlier in the tournament. So we wrestled really well yesterday.
And you got a couple of those kids that you had mentioned that just the way the weight classes stack up. Smidra has wrestled Conley from Kearney Catholic numerous times this year. Then at 160 with Svoboda, you got Rutt from Minden, who is one of the top wrestlers in the state. I mean, some of your better kids were in some of the toughest weight classes this year in C.
Yeah, and that's always what makes it difficult when you look at it, you know, and those two kids would be our top two kids from the season, and then to be in those weight classes with those guys. And you know, like I said, we've seen Conley, like I think yesterday is our fifth time we've seen him, and hopefully we can see him one more time again down at Omaha. So, and then, you know, Quinn Rudd is extremely, extremely strong and very quick. So I was happy with the way we wrestled him. We got caught in Peterson and gave up 5 points in what was a pretty close match all the way through. But, you know, he definitely kept it in control, and we were fortunate to get through there. But then we came back through the wrestle backs like we needed to, and I'll wrestle another kid from Burwell, Sergeant Burwell, Kobe Castie. I think we wrestled him two times in the tournament to add to our already number of times we wrestled him this year. So it seems like we get to see a lot of those people at the same time. But we won some good matches and put ourselves in pretty good shape too. So
we're talking with Ord wrestling coach Derry Trampy. What about the draws down there to get some rematches with some of these kids you saw in district? Do you like the way it drew out for you?
Well, you know, in a lot of places I feel pretty good about it. I thought Cade drew pretty well at 160 with where he drew. as far as his quarter bracket is concerned. And then same thing with Gage. I thought his quarter bracket turned out pretty well. He's got a rematch with Nick Compte from Aquinas, who we've wrestled before and wrestled him and beat him at the Wood River Invite. So I feel good about that draw. And then, you know, we've got, of course, with having Conley in the same district with us, at least we're on opposite sides of the bracket with him. We do have the Varela from David City on our side of the bracket, so that'll make it a little bit interesting that way. We'll see how we do. We've wrestled him before this year, and kind of the same thing as with wrestling Conley. We're in the match, then we get caught on our back and pinned. So we got to keep ourselves moving. We should be in good shape there. I think at 120, we drew pretty tough there. We drew Doyle Trout from Centennial, who's pretty solid. Who's more than pretty solid. I mean, you don't have to tell people about him to know what he's like. And then at 113, I didn't think we drew too bad for where we finished in the tournament. I thought we drew about as well as we could. And then 152, again, anytime you're a fourth place finisher like we were, then you're going to draw somebody pretty good. And the thing of it is, we did draw district champion Arlt from Oakland Craig. And again, we got our work cut out for us in those weight classes. But you know, you never count anybody out when you go down to state meet. I've seen a lot of strange things happen down there. And just to turn, depends on who wrestles. I'm, you know, a lot of cases I'm happy to get us there. You know, we came into the season with no returning state qualifiers from last year. We graduated off our state points and everything. And I really didn't, you know, I'm not going to lie, starting the year out, I didn't expect us to have this many kids qualify or have the number of 20 match winners that we've had. So pretty happy with the progress the kids have made.
And Derry Trampy with us for another minute here from Ord. You, just talking about these kids, you have seen competition from east to west and north to south. I'm guessing you think your kids that are going to Omaha are fairly well prepared to take on anybody they see.
Yeah, I think that's one thing about our location where we're, like I told somebody yesterday, I said, well, one thing about us, we're about in the middle of everything, so we can get to the east and we can get to the west, or the, like you said, the north and south. And so we've seen a little bit of everything along the way. And I feel like the kids are ready to wrestle. I mean, they're just, like I said, they're kind of wrestling at the top of their game right now. And hopefully we can get some medal winners when we get down there. I think we got a shot with a couple of them with where they're set up to get themselves in to get medals. And again, it's like everything, you got to wrestle. Having the draw is part of it. The other part of it is you got to wrestle with it as well. You know, they're good draws only if you win, and they're bad draws if you lose. So you got to go down there and win and do the things that you can. But from what I've seen out of our kids and the way we've wrestled, we're in pretty good position in a lot of places.
Daria, congratulations on getting some more points down at the state tournament with getting five kids down there. Let's see how many you can rack up here in 2014, and we wish the Chanticleers the best of luck this weekend.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate you taking the time, and appreciate you, all you do for wrestling as well.
As always, Daria, thanks for the kind words, and we will be back with more on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally right after this timeout.
Midland Co-op is the farmer's source for quality products and services for crop production. Serving Axtell, Franklin, Funk, Reagan, Republican City, Napanee, and Wilcox. Best of luck to today's athletes from Midland Co-op.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
More now on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Let's go to Donovan Trumbull, where they have produced nothing but winners, it seems like, the last couple of years, no matter what the sport is. And they're taking a couple of kids out of the C3 district that was at Centennial. And Coach Clint Head is with us. Coach, thanks for giving us the time today. And I know a couple of kids going to Omaha, and you got some work ahead of you.
You bet. Hey, first of all, I appreciate the Wrestling Rally that you're doing, all the coverage we get for the year. You guys do a fantastic job. But, no, we're excited. We got two guys that have qualified to go. Zach McNally at 132, he got fourth in his district. And I thought he had a pretty good weekend, wrestled really hard, really well. If he can keep that up, hopefully we can go do something down at state. And then Tom Rush at 120, you know, maybe not the weekend he expected. But we got a couple of things we got to clean up, and we'll get back in the room. We'll get those cleaned up, and then we'll get down to Omaha and see where he can go with that. He's definitely he's got the ability – to go do some things when we get down there, so we're pretty excited about it.
Well, let's talk about Tom. We've seen him a variety of different times, but when you're a senior and you've had the kind of regular season that he's had, I'm sure maybe a little down in the dumps that he finished in fourth. Talk about his mindset now and what those things are you want to fix before Thursday.
You bet. We got to say, you know, we're going to fix a couple things with his shots. You know, just setting up shots, maybe getting a little more aggressive, and going in and taking that shot and finishing it off. Those are, you know, maybe the biggest thing we got to do. If he'll go take those shots, he's really, really tough when he does that. You know, yeah, I think he was disappointed yesterday. But at the same point, you know, when we walk on the mat Monday in the room, we're just going to hit the reset button and we're going to start all over. And obviously, as long as you don't have two losses, you're still in. So, and they're going to have to, you know, we're going to wrestle until they can beat us twice. So.
And then you mentioned 132 with McNally. Sometimes the goal is just to get to the state tournament. Now this junior wants to get a couple of wins down there.
You bet. This is the second year in a row of qualifying, and now we feel like we can go down there. You know, last year was kind of, all right, let's get there and let's see what it's all about. And this year it's going to be more, you know, let's go down and see if we can't push it a little bit and go get a couple victories under our belt.
Talk about the matchups as we're talking with Clint Head here, the head wrestling coach at Donovan Trumbull. What do their draws look like?
We've got both kids are out of the C4 district. They're both Sergeant Burwell kids. They're good wrestlers. We haven't seen them, obviously, but their records indicate they're very good wrestlers. You know the Sergeant Burwell kids are going to be tough, you know, in all phases, and we're going to have to match that physical style right out of the gate. The 32-pounder, he's a really solid wrestler. And you know, from the record, you know, the 20-pounder looks tough too. So we got two tough draws. But, you know, I don't put it past our two kids to go out and get after it. They'll show up down there.
And considering Tom was highly ranked most of the season, as high as number two going into the districts, if he gets by this first-round matchup, do you like his chances of maybe making it into not just the medal round, but wrestling Friday night and possibly getting to that Parade of Champions?
Boy, when you look at the bracket, the way it sets up, you know, he gets down there. Obviously, you got Trout on the bottom side of it. You know, and that would set up in the semifinals on a Friday night. We'd like to get back there. We've wrestled him once this year. Felt like we had a good game plan. We lost by 8 points to him. It was 11-3. But we'd like to get back to that point. But right now, we're just going to focus on getting one at a time. We feel that, you know, the bracket sets up pretty well that way for Tom.
Clint, what's the future of the wrestling program look like? I mean, a handful of years ago, we were talking about it basically being new. The last couple of years, you guys were setting some new goals, I guess, reaching some new heights in your program. And as we know, the basketball and the football teams and some of these kids that are wrestling have done so many good things. Do we see it continuing to grow?
Absolutely. We like, you know, we obviously want to keep picking our numbers up and getting more kids out and getting them involved in our little kids program. We have a guy helping us with it right now, Heath Maurer, who is one of our former wrestlers. And our little kids program continues to grow. And we feel like we're getting better all the time. We're getting to the point, I was looking at it, you know, this week, and you start looking at some of the kids, and maybe we don't have the numbers that we want yet. But when you start looking at total wins on the season and number of kids that are winning over 20 matches, you know, we're right there. You know, we're getting a lot of 20-25 match winners. We have a 6-pounder, Dan Uden, that, you know, unfortunately he's done and he's going to graduate. But you're looking at a kid the last 2 years that's been 27, 29 wins. And we just have kids in the program like that. So we feel pretty good about where we're going. We've got some young kids coming up. And we've got some freshmen and sophomores right now that we feel really good about. We had 6 kids in the heartbreak round yesterday. So, you know, unfortunately we only got 2 pushed through, but we had 6 kids get there, and they're all young kids that'll be back with us.
All right, Clint, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes here on the Wrestling Rally, and best of luck down in Omaha and the continued success of your program.
Hey, I really appreciate it, and thank you guys again for the coverage.
You bet. Clint Head, he is the head wrestling coach of the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, and we will be back to talk with more of the area coaches and wrestlers right after this on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supplies, and deli sandwiches.
Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
And Doug Duda back with you here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. How about a college note? Congratulations to UNK. They have won the MIAA Championships today. UNK winning the MIAA Championships going on at Fort Hays. Now, they had did not have the wrestler or coach of the year. Corey Dauphin of Central Oklahoma won 157. John Inman was named the freshman of the year. Lindenwood's Chad Smith named the coach of the year because they finished in second place, which is shocking with Central Oklahoma there. So Lindenwood picking up a second place. But UNK is your overall champion. Winners today included Daniel DeShazer, Brock Smith, Patrick Martinez, Romero Cotton, all MIAA champions today for UNK. Continuing on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here on 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's head over to Lexington, where the Minutemen continue to grow their program back to the storied spot that it once was. It is fourth year. Joey Morrison, who knows all about wrestling at the state meet, now coaching a lot of young men. He joins us here. And Coach, thanks for the time and congratulations on the nine individuals you're taking to Omaha.
Oh, thank you much. Yeah, it was a tough district, and wrestled pretty well, so we're just gearing up for state championships.
Well, right off the bat, we can already tell the folks that the very first match is 9:30 on Thursday. That first round is going to be extremely important. You took nine kids, but eight of those are the 2 and 3 seeds, so you're going to have some amazingly tough matches probably right off the get-go.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we've got some matches that are in our favor, but you've got to show up. I mean, there's every year at state, there's a number one seed that has won his district, and they lose to a seed that's gotten fourth in another district. And so nothing's really guaranteed. And you know, last year we had 2 4 seeds going into state that lost their first-round match, won 3 straight, ended up meddling, even though they were right away. They lost their first one. And so it's about competing every match and showing up and getting up for every match, regardless of who you're wrestling. And I feel like our guys are battle-tested at this point. And so I'm excited to kind of see how it's all going to shake out this year.
Take me through the district finals, though, yesterday. Obviously, you got four kids that are in the district finals there, 5 kids, actually, and Nunez had to forfeit out. But you didn't get any wins there. Your thoughts as the district finals kind of wrapped up?
Yeah, well, you know, our district was a really, really tough district. I think the B2 district was also a tough district. And so when you have those tough districts, I think a lot of times you're wrestling not only a guy who's trying to win a district title, but also a state title, or at least be a state finalist. I know last year there were several wrestlers that won or were in the state finals that were from our district, and a lot of those are returning this year. And so when you get to that district finals match, you're probably wrestling a guy who is either a returning state champion or returning state finalist. And so some of those matchups can be, you know, the odds are kind of stacked against you sometimes. And I felt like we competed pretty well in the finals. You know, starting off, we had at 113, Mike Wynn, wrestling the Scotts Bluff kid. Really, we have the match pretty much locked up, kind of made a mistake late. It went to overtime, and they got us in overtime. So we got beat there, tight one. And then at 138, the Hernandez Trejo saga continues. I think they wrestled each other about 50 times, but it might not be that many. But that was a good hard-fought match. 182 was Logan Farrell versus Kozet's Hank Flaster. Close match for a while. Ended up getting pinned later in the match, but better this time. 195 was Edwin Perdomo versus the Shadron wrestler, who's ranked number one right now, Cogdill. And that was a close match. It was 3-0 or 3-1. And then in the finals, Luis is still kind of nursing his leg back a little bit and just wasn't quite 100%. So we didn't end up actually wrestling that one. But overall, I feel like the district, considering how tough it was, I feel like we responded pretty well and have positioned ourselves well for state.
Lexington coach Joey Morrison with us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Joey, how much do you think your program improved this year?
Well, you know, it's been a really interesting season. Last year, you know, we had 10 qualifiers, and 7 of those were first-time qualifiers, and so we really were firing on all cylinders, and it was a really smooth sailing season without too much adversity and things. And this year, we've had quite a few things thrown our way. A couple guys had some tough time with weight. We've had a few injuries and some other things go on that just made things a little tougher. We had to work a little harder for it, I think, this year than last year. And so it's been nice to see kind of the character of our wrestlers come out and really show that they're in it for the long haul and show that they believe in what we're doing and what we're trying to build here in Lexington. And so districts was just a really nice way to kind of show that throughout the year, even though there's been some things that have gone on a little bit that have kind of set us back, that we're still here and we're together. And we really came together as a team this weekend, and it was nice to see the boys really cheer for each other and congratulate each other and things like that. And so, every year is different. I told them at the beginning, just because you qualified last year, you medaled last year, it's a new season and nothing's given. You have to earn everything all over again. And I think overall our wrestlers understand that, and they competed really well. So I'm proud of each one of them.
And what is going to be a goal as you go down to state? Everybody wins a match, everybody medals, it's a team ranking. Everybody has a little bit different. Have you guys set your goal for Omaha?
It's really tough. To be honest with you, it's maybe kind of countercultural, but I really don't know the secret. I actually didn't know we got second at districts till about the 182-pound match at district finals, and so I just, for whatever reason, I'm really into the matchups. I'm really into the individual performances. And so as we look at state, I feel like if we go into state and we wrestle to our level, I feel that we'll be there. We'll be where we want to be. And that there's so many things that go into that at state, getting to bed on time, resting your bodies, making sure you're taking care of your weight. And then also when it's time to wrestle, you're really getting after it and looking for scoring opportunities. And so, really, we're just focused on just performing well, and I think that if we do that, I don't know, maybe we'll be in the top 10. I don't know where we'll end up. I know we qualified for dual state, so the second year of that, so we're excited to do that in 2 weeks and kind of just cap our season off with that. So overall, I'm excited. I think we're excited, and there's going to be a lot of very close, hard-fought positions and battles this weekend, and it'll be nice to see our guys compete against the best kids in the state.
Well, Joey, we're looking forward to seeing the Minutemen back down at Omaha. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Wrestling Rally, and best of luck to you and the kids.
Yeah, thank you much. Thanks for having me.
That's Joey Morrison, head wrestling coach of the Lexington Minutemen, and we'll be back with more on the Classic Hits 98.9 Wrestling Rally right after this.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. At Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and McKay. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare plans. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Joined now on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally by the head coach of the 5-time defending Class A state champion Grand Island Islanders, Mike Shadwinkle, has always been a part of our program. And Mike, appreciate you joining us again for this year's show. And all eyes are on the Islanders again this year. Let me just get your overall thoughts. Everybody would take 11 qualifiers, but that might not be enough for Grand Island this year as you guys go for 6 in a row. Just your thoughts coming out of districts.
Well, anytime you don't get to take everybody, it hurts. There's always kids who they put in the work too, and their feelings are hurt. And, that stinks for a coach. It always hurts your feelings too, because you want the best for all of your kids. But, from a team perspective, it definitely hurts us to not have everybody going, and to know that there's other teams out there that have more qualifiers than you do, it kind of, it obviously puts a little more pressure on. So it's going to be a big week, and a lot of good things are going to happen, and some bad things are going to happen. That's the way it goes. But we still feel pretty good about our chances.
Mike, we talked earlier in the week and have talked before that you guys, like a lot of teams, overcome whatever it is you got to overcome. As we know, that the team you started the year with is not the team that you're taking to state. Some kids are gone, some kids have stepped in, but you guys always find a way to put it together. But would you say this year maybe the margin for error is a lot less than it's been in the past?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think the other teams around the state have improved, and I think that, you know, we've got a great team and we've got a great group of kids, but, you know, we don't have the, you know, the 10, 11, 12 medalists that we've had the last few years. But, you're definitely right. The margin for error has definitely shrunken up on us. That's, I couldn't have said it any better.
Well, you did have six district champions. Let's not make this a morgue just yet here. You had six district champions, and you got a couple of kids that are ranked number one at their weight class, a couple more that expect maybe to get to the finals. Let's run down some of your district champions and take me through the meet yesterday, how they kind of performed for you.
Skylar Schmidt at 113 is a young kid, a sophomore, who spent a little bit of time in our varsity lineup last year, but didn't make it as we got down the stretch run. But a kid who's just kind of really been wrestling extremely well the last 2-3 weeks, and really feel like he had a great district tournament, rolled through it pretty comfortably, and had a nice, relatively dominating 6-2 win in the finals, and we feel like he's catching fire at the right time of year. Andrew Rojas at 138 has been dominant all season long, and to go undefeated with our schedule is something that, you know, between him and Chase Reese, we haven't had an undefeated wrestler since 09 when Andrew Reedy and Alex Antepetet ran the table, and that was before we had kind of bolstered up our schedule. So, you know, really between Chase and Andrew Rojas, they had great district tournaments, and they've had great seasons. And both of them are gunning to have a great finish this next week. You know, our upper weights have been the strength of our season all year long, and proved to be true this Saturday with Billy Thompson and Tyler Schreiner and Javier Silva just kind of rolled through, and all three of them were, again, kind of like some of the other ones. Our district champs were relatively dominant and came through relatively unscathed and had relatively dominating performances all through the day. So we got to feel really good about those district champs, and they're the strength of our team, and they're the ones that have got to lead us into the state tournament next week.
What's your thoughts? You looked at the brackets, you look at the matchups, you see who's tough out there. Where did the draws maybe set up before the finals or before the semifinals, where you see some key matches that are going to impact the team race?
Well, I feel like I guess I haven't studied them quite enough to really look at the overall team race, but I feel like with as many of the kids that I feel like in our program that are real strong wrestlers, we got a lot of good draws. I feel like a lot of our kids are in really good position to get to the semifinals, and you know, I feel like we've got a good bunch that we can potentially push to the finals too. Anytime you do a random draw, you know, some are going to be good, some aren't going to be good, but you know, it all still comes down to how kids perform down at state. But you know, overall, we feel real good about where we are in the brackets, and feel like we've got a good chance as anybody to go win good matches and put ourselves in position to place and place high.
Coach Mike Shadwinkle, Grand Island, joining us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. As we mentioned, wrestling, you see kids in and out of weight classes. Who has stepped up? Who is starting to peak that maybe isn't your district champ? Of these other kids has stepped in and could be the kid that is a surprise medalist for you in Omaha?
Well, I think Dante Todd's got a pretty good shot at 132 to medal. I feel like Jared Fortune's got a chance. Jared's been wrestling really well lately at 152. You know, I think those are kind of the two main ones that step up into my mind right away. You know, and I really feel like none of our kids are really in a position where they're just, you know, you look at it and it's like, oh, gosh, thank God we got in there, but that's about all we're going to get. I feel like everybody on our team has a chance to win a match or two, and a good portion of our 11 have a chance to medal. And that's, you know, to win a state championship, you know, the last few years we've had to have, you know, 7-8 or better medalists to win it. And I feel like our team can get a good chunk of medalists, and maybe we will, maybe we won't, but I feel like
I feel like our kids are wrestling well, and I feel like we've got a good chance to have a lot of kids perform really well. They're in a good position.
Mike, you have seen, you and your team have seen the top teams in Class A in various meets and duels throughout the year. Who do you consider the main one or two challengers this weekend?
Well, you know, I think it's always been Omaha North from the beginning of the year, and mostly because they have the top-end talent to kind of match us. You know, we have, I feel like we have a few kids that can potentially be in the state finals and win it, and are going to have those kind of state tournaments for us to be able to do it. You know, and I think that they've got similar. They've got three or four or five kids that can really score a lot of points at the state tournament. You know, and the only question is the depth and the amount of kids that Burke and Millard South and Kearney are bringing to the table, is their depth and their numbers going to be enough to take us out? You know, and, you know, obviously we have, as a front runner, we have to consider that as a definite threat to our run. And, you know, really what it comes down to us is we can't control what the other teams do. We got to do our best and have our best possible performance. But, you know, I think you want the exact names and teams that we think are going to be the ones that got to run with it. It's going to be North and Burke and Millard South and Kearney, and it's kind of the same ones that we thought were going to be in the mix, you know, 2 months ago.
Mike, I don't know if pressure's the word, but what's the feeling for you and the team, I guess, maybe on the way home yesterday compared to the last 5 years when you went down to Omaha?
I don't know. I don't know that it was a whole lot different. I mean, I think probably a lot of our team and a lot of our kids, kind of everybody's anxious to get the draws, and that's the main thing they're looking at. And I think when a lot of them saw their draws, I think a lot of them were excited. I think a lot of them feel good about their draws. And I think, you know, it's a mixed bag. You know, there's a lot of kids that are really happy and excited about it. And, you know, there's, in this case, three kids that are pretty disappointed and heartbroken and feeling bad about it. But, you know, I from a coaching perspective, I think we have to really internalize this and put it all back onto ourselves and do what I always say to them, is we got to control the things we can control and not worry about the things we can't. I think the mood is probably pretty similar the way it's been the last few years. The kids are excited and they're just ready to get to the show.
Well, let's find out how exciting. It sounds like maybe this will be as exciting as the Class A race has been in quite a while, and something to shoot for the Islanders. Mike, we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Wrestling Rally, and best of luck. We'll see you in Omaha.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Doug.
You bet, Mike. Mike Shadwinkle. It will be interesting. Is it a good thing? I think it is a good thing that is going to be up in the air. A lot of people thought it was going to be a tight team race last year in Class A, and Grand Island was able to get it done again. Will they be able to get the job done this year? That is the question that is out there. I had a chance to talk to Ross Halford at the beginning of the program. We'll do so here again to wrap up the program. But just once again, as we grab all of our sheets here to tell you who has qualified from the area in case you missed any of this. Grand Island did win the A1 district and qualified 11. Kearney edged Millard South to win the A2 district, both qualified 13. The A3 district did not have any of our Tri-Cities teams, and Hastings finished as the runner-up at their A4 district, and they were able to qualify 12, so congratulations there to Hastings. B3 and B4 were the districts that had our area schools. Adams Central won the B3 district. They've qualified 10. Northwest qualified 5, and Aurora qualified 6. And at the B4 at Cozad, Scottsbluff won the district. Lexington was the runner-up. They both qualified 9. Cozad qualified 6. Gothenburg and Holdridge 3, and Broken Bow qualified 2. Class C, many of the area teams were either at the C3 or the C4 districts, and plenty of area qualifiers are headed to the state meet. That C3 at Centennial was won by Central City. Only 6 qualifiers, but they were able to pick up numerous district finalists, a couple of district champions. So 153.5 to edge Centennial. It was very balanced. Central City takes 6. So does Shelton Kennesaw, who finished in 3rd. Wood River and South Central Unified are taking 5. 4 for Gibbon, 3 for Centura, Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul, 2 for Donovan Trumbull, and 1 for Red Cloud Blue Hill. The C-Ford Hershey, Sergeant Burwell wins it. They qualify 9. The runner-up Valentine qualified 11. Kearney Catholic was 3rd. They qualify 4, so does Southern Valley. Ord's taking 5, Loomis Bertrand 3, Minden 2, and Ravenna is taking 1. Finally, in Class D, the D1 was won by Sutton. Even though they only take 5 to state, they had 121 points. They are going with 5, so is Palmer, so is Franklin. Pleasanton is qualifying 4, and Harvard is taking 3 to the state meet. The D2 at Pender, Arcadia Loop City, they have qualified 4 individuals, and as you know, for the D3, Amherst wins it easily, taking all 14 wrestlers, smashing numerous state records in the process. South Loop and Eustace Farnham are taking 5, Elm Creek 4, SEM 3, Overton, Ansley Litchfield, and Axtell are all taking 2, 1 each from Arapahoe, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Elwood. So those from the area are your district representatives. There are also a few undefeated wrestlers from our area, Isaac Stansberry and Dante Rodriguez of Kearney, Andrew Rojas and Chase Reese of Grand Island, Jacob Pfeiffer of Holdridge, Derek Lineski and Jack Berry of Adams Central, Alex Baritska of Cozad. In Class C, you've got Evan Gideon of Sergeant Burwell, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, Michael Duffy of Shelton Kennesaw, and in Class D, Brian Weeches, Mason Klingelhofer, and Chris Rasmussen of Amherst, Tyler Bailey of Sutton, and Brett Santine of Palmer are all undefeated.
Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com back with us here to help wrap up the 2014 Wrestling Rally. We talked at the start of the show some of the storylines going into Omaha. And, Ross, we always like to kind of get your thoughts on the team races, a foregone conclusion that Amherst and Omaha Scut will win Classes D and B. Quickly, though, on Amherst, they were kind of put in this situation last year and really got run over on Friday and had to make a comeback. And I talked with Coach Tyler Herman even before four districts. It seems like that's the silver lining. They don't have to worry about looking ahead this year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And no coach is ever going to come out and say, well, you know, yeah, we've got this in the bag. I mean, you can draw on that experience from a year ago. You've got most of the same kids back that will hopefully prevent that type of situation again. But, I mean, barring, you know, a rash of injuries and, you know, disqualifications, whatever the case might be, I mean, they're going to win Class D, and they're going to win it very comfortably. They just have too much talent, too many wrestlers down there for the rest of Class D at this point. And so, you know, provided they just go out and wrestle like they have all year, then they should have no issues. I think that perhaps maybe their goals are a little bit higher, a little bit beyond, you know, just winning a state team title. I think they would like to bring home, you know, a number of individual state championships.
Ross, who's going to be battling for second, third, fourth? Who's going to be behind Amherst trying to bring home a trophy?
Well, I think like a team like Plainview, who got nine state qualifiers in, I think clearly, I mean, Palmer's got 2 or 3 kids. But, you know, most of Class D, that's what you're going to find, is you're going to find teams with not a lot of depth, but you're going to find teams that have, you know, 2, 3, 4 outstanding, you know, top-level wrestlers. And so, you know, it's really, really anybody's guess. I mean, Scribner, Snyder, Pender, of course, has, you know, been there, done that, and they've got their, you know, trio of wrestlers that are, you know, going for their third state titles, I believe. That'd be Dunn, Oliver, C. Beatty going for his fourth state title as well. So, yeah, they'll all kind of, you know, be behind Amherst, but they'll be quite a ways in the rearview mirror, if you ask my opinion.
Omaha Scut got 288 points. They look like they're going to roll in B again with 13 qualifiers. Then behind them, you've got kind of Scottsbluff, Bennington, Gretna, who, and they all look like they did well in district. So who's going to be battling it out? Who do you give the nod to there?
Boy, you know, Scottsbluff, like you mentioned, Scottsbluff, Bennington, Lexington, Nebraska City, Gretna up there. You know, I do like Scottsbluff because I think that they have a lot of top end points. You know, Bennington has Brett Velasquez going for his fourth state title. They've got some younger kids in the lower weights that are pretty good as well. But again, it should be a good team race behind Scott in Class B. I don't think, again, any doubt about what the Skyhawks will do. You know, again, I think it should be the 16th out of 17th year that they'll win the Class D, and again, should win comfortably.
Well, let's go to Class C and get your thoughts on how things stack up after the districts. O'Neill has been number one. They qualify 10, and they look like they're in pretty good shape with David City, Valentine. Is it just going to be those three?
I think, you know, maybe to a lesser degree, Sergeant Burwell, who finished behind Valentine out of the C4 district, and that kind of went the opposite that I thought it might. I thought Valentine might have more state tournament points. Sergeant Burwell win the district. Valentine with 11, Sergeant Burwell with 9. You can't, you know, disregard Kearney Catholic from being, you know, right there towards the top three as well when you have Cantrell and Keating and the 182-pounder Connolly. Also qualified the 145 out of that tough weight there. You can't discount them because you have a lot of top end points as well. But boy, what a team race that's going to be. You know, I saw O'Neill for the first time this weekend, and they're as good as advertised. You know, I think looking at the way the Class C shapes up here, I think O'Neill has 6 certain placers. They probably put 4 to 5 in the finals. And again, then it comes down to can you win those championship matches? Whereas David City brings 10 qualifiers down too. I think they can get 7, you know, maybe again 3 to 4 finalists if things go right for them as well. And then again, you're going to rely on that David City depth, and that's where losing the 160-pounder who's been rated, you know, top 3 or 4 all season long, that's where losing him is an absolute dagger for David City. And so I guess next week if O'Neill ends up winning the state, you know, team title by you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points, whatever the case might be, somewhere in that range, they might look back at 160s in that district and say, you know what, if we had, you know, if we hadn't stubbed our toe there, then, you know, who knows what we would do. But it'll be close. And, you know, one thing too that I noticed is you might look at 145 there, and, you know, potentially you could see a David City O'Neill you know, finals matchup there with Rouse and Phillips, if both, you know, can make it to that point as well, and then that would add some intrigue into that. But, you know, again, with the new weight, you know, setups that we have here, 182 ends, and so with 182, David City would have possibly Varela, who's been rated 2nd all year behind Connolly, going for a state title maybe with the team on the line. And O'Neill's got David Fox at 170, so as you start to wind down those state championships, that new format really comes into play as far as team races.
A couple minutes with Ross Halford left here on the Wrestling Rally, HuskerMatt.com. All right, let's do it. Let's Class A. Everybody's been waiting for that chink in Grand Island. As you said, they've had chinks before, but they always seem to put it together as they go for their 6th consecutive state title. But only 11, I guess you can say, compared to what they've taken the past few years. Your odds at Grand Island get 6 in a row.
Well, if you want to put odds on it, right now I would say it's 50-50. You know, right now, 11 qualifiers down, 6 district champions. I guess if you look at top contenders, Omaha North has been 2nd all year. They bring 9 to Omaha with 7 district champions. So they have that, you know, that one extra, you know, kind of top-end wrestler there that's set up in a good position. Kind of the way that I'm looking at the brackets here is, you know, Grand Island, you know, I think we know what the real top-end guys are going to do when you talk about Andrew Rojas, Billy Thompson, Reese, and Javi Silva at 195. I expect all of those kids to be in the championships, but you look at Omaha North, and, you know, what I'm seeing out of them is I see their 113-pounder in the finals. I see their 126 winning it. I see their 145 in the finals. And then at 70 and 82, I think those are both in the finals too. So they've got potentially 5 finalists, maybe 4 champions, 7 to 8 medalists when you look at Grand Island, maybe 4 finalists, a couple of champions, and maybe 7 medalists as well. So look at Omaha North, the way it sets up here is I think they've potentially at the end of the day got a little bit more than Grand Island. And again, you look back at 126, you may look back you know, next week at this time and say, you know, if Model had made it out of that district. But, you know, and that's not to discount Millard South. Kearney wrestled a great district out there, A2 yesterday. Kearney wins it in the final match. Ledesma heavyweight gets a pin and end it, and that overtakes Millard South as well. Both those teams are quality. And we mentioned some of the other teams with a lot of qualifiers. So this is really a Grand Island lose. It's going to be by committee, I think. And I just look at the draws, and, you know, for Grand Island, they're very tough, and they need to win in the consolations. But just looking at where their kids land, it's going to be hard for some of those role, you know, guys to come back through. You know, specifically speaking about Blake Cohen, Dante Todd, Rigo Berrigan, Jared Fortune. You know, it's tough sledding for them. And I think, you know, this is not hating on Grand Island. I mean, I have ultimate respect for the program, but you have to be realistic here. I mean, they're very vulnerable this year, and it's not going to surprise me one bit if Grand Island finishes second or third next week. Heck, they could finish fourth as well. And then comes back here, you know, in a couple weeks at Kearney for the state duels. Kind of does what Burke did last year, which is run through and win the maybe the state duels as a consolation.
And talking about we'll talk about state duels to wrap it up here, Ross. Just a quick thought about that in Kearney for the second year and what you've seen there.
Well, I think one thing, maybe not so much for the Class A and the B teams, maybe to a lesser extent, but you get down into C and D, you start to realize how important that it is to have 14 wrestlers entered into the state tournament, because that's part of the criteria for qualifying. And it's amazing how closely that the coaches, as the districts are going on, are tuned into what's happening in the other districts. You know, we're lucky that we have that luxury with the technology today to do that. But it's interesting. As soon as Battle Creek ended up there, I talked to Coach Loosefelt from Madison. I said, I think you guys are in. And he said, no. He said, we're going to finish behind Kennesaw Shelton. He said, you know, he knew exactly, you know, where they were at and what they were doing. And he said, you know, if we had pinned in this last match here, he said, you know, we would have been in as well. But, you know, it's a great event. And I enjoyed being out there last year. It's a little more low-key than the individual state tournament next week. But, you know, again, I like Grand Island's chances once they, you know, get everybody back in the lineup together in a couple weeks. And, you know, they've beaten Kearney. They've beaten Omaha North in duels before. And Class B, obviously, Scott, Class D, Amherst. And then in Class C, maybe one of these things, too. David City has a lot of depth. They can bring Prochaska back at 60. And I think they would be the favorites in Class C, even though they may not get a state team title next week. So it'll be a lot of fun in a couple weeks out in Kearney at UNK.
All right, Ross, we'll wrap it up with that. We always appreciate you helping us out here on the Wrestling Rally and the great work you guys do at HuskerMat.com. Can't wait to see you Thursday at CenturyLink. Enjoy the week.
Yeah, and Doug, I just wanted to say, you know, I thank the C2 host up there, Battle Creek. Got treated with a lot of respect this weekend. It was a well-run district tournament, and Coach Wentz up there, and also Jeff Hymus, the athletic director, did a great job of running that as well. So we appreciate everything that they've done, too. And also make sure you guys give me a follow on the Twitter as well. That is really kind of the medium here for all the talk that we do. So it's at Husker Matt on Twitter. And picked up an awful lot of new followers this weekend here, just tweeting out all the results from across the state. So I really appreciate, you know, if you give us a follow, too. So,
at Husker Matt, folks, keep up with the very latest on Nebraska high school wrestling. Ross, thanks again for the time. See you Thursday.
You're welcome. Take care.
Ross Halford joining us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. In case you missed any of the state dual brackets, Kearney is number one in A. They'll take on Papillion La Vista. The 4 and 5 are Grand Island Hastings. On the bottom half of the bracket, Omaha Burke takes on Omaha North, and Millard South takes on Lincoln Southwest. In Class B, Omaha Scutt, the number one seed, will face Lexington. Nebraska City is against Gretna in the 4-5. On the bottom half, Scotts Bluff will take on Bennington, and Adams Central will take on West Point Beamer. In Class C, David City will be the number one seed against Centennial. O'Neill will face Battle Creek. On the bottom half of the bracket, Valentine against Central City. There's a great matchup. And Sergeant Burwell against Shelton Kennesaw. And in Class D, Amherst will face Sutton in the first round, with North Platte St. Pat's taking on Neely Oakdale. The bottom of the bracket has Windside against Thayer Central, and Plainview taking on Mullen. That is our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally for 2014, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Service repair and a full body shop as well. You can check them out online at dinsdaleauto.com. Again, the state wrestling meet begins Thursday morning. Classes B and C will wrestle at 9:30, with the quarterfinals then to follow. Classes A and D will begin Thursday afternoon at 4:30, with the quarterfinals to follow at approximately 8 o'clock. Then they have the wrestlebacks all day on Friday, with the semifinals live here on Classic Hits. 5 o'clock, we'll have at least 4 hours of live coverage Friday night here on Classic Hits, and then the championships will be Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll keep you updated here on Classic Hits, on 1230 KHAS, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. So it's another great week of high school wrestling in Omaha for the individual championships this week, and then 1 week from Saturday, the state dual tournament at the UNK Health and Sports Center. So, once again, thanks to all the coaches, to all the athletes that came into the show today that we talked to via the phone, for being part of the 2014 Wrestling Rally. We'll get back to regular programming here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda, hoping all of the wrestlers will have a chance to walk in that Parade of Champions this Saturday.